This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith, and you can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that differently. We spell it C-H-R-C-H, Church Online, because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I want to take you to a picture in Scripture. Now, when I say that, we think like, oh, like a children's Bible, it has pictures. No, the Bible is full of word pictures. Because the people in the first century, and in fact, people even today in Eastern cultures, they don't think quite the same way as we do. For example, if I asked you to describe God, there's a really good chance you'd start giving me bullet points. You'd tell me, oh, well, God is omnipresent. God is love. God is omniscient. Instead, if you asked an individual, even today, someone in the Holy Land, and you asked them to describe God, there's a really good chance they would use some kind of a picture, a word picture. God is an eagle. He mounts up on eagle's wings. Or probably one of the most common in Scripture is God is a shepherd. Now, why is that so compelling? Well, many, many times in Scripture, he is referred to as a shepherd. Like, for example, the first one that you come to in Genesis chapter 48, verse 15, Jacob said, God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day. Jacob referring to God as his shepherd. And of course, Jesus himself said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, John 10:11. But of course, probably the most famous is Psalm 23. That's one that we probably know so well. I love Psalm 23. I come back to it all the time, but it begins. Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Keeps going. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Pause there. A beautiful picture of God as a shepherd. And those specific things that he does shows us why these qualities are so important. The first is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not be in want. Literally in the Hebrew language is this, I shall lack for nothing. I shall not be in poverty or deprived of something. But we think about God in that way as our provider, and that's probably one of the greatest examples that we have. But then these others, he makes me lie down in green pastures. And by the way, when you and I think green pastures, as Western Americans, we tend to think of, you know, the wheat fields in Kansas or something. We think about beautiful green pastures, but that's not how it looks in the Holy Land. Those green pastures are places where, well, I live in the desert, so I understand this a little bit more, that after a rainstorm, shortly after, within a day or so, things start to grow up. And that's the picture in the Holy Land of a green pasture, a place where we have abundance. We have all that we need. Now, that's an interesting way to think about God. But then we have to be reminded, a shepherd in their land, in order to find the green pasture, you have to know everything about the land. You have to know where you're going. You have to know that after it rains, I need to go here. And if it hasn't been raining, I need to go there. Which means the shepherd is taking care of his sheep in a very personal way. It reminds me of, there's a wonderful book. It's called A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. If you've never seen this, I think you could find it on Amazon. I think if you have a library app, you could get it for free. But there's a quote, and the author is W. Philip Keller, who was a shepherd, became a follower of Jesus, and Psalm 23 became so important to him. He says it like this: sheep are notorious creatures of habit. If left to themselves, they will follow the same trails. They will become ruts. They'll graze in the same hills until they turn to desert wastes. They'll pollute their own ground until it's corrupt with disease and parasites. No other class of livestock requires more careful handling, more detailed direction than do sheep. Now pause for a minute and think about how that relates to us. Sheep are notorious creatures of habit. I would say most of us fall into that same category as well. And if you thought about those green pastures, and what Philip Keller is saying is that you have to rotate those things. We have to have movement. There has to be a change now and again, or as he says, those hills are going to become desert wastes. That's the picture of what God is doing as our great shepherd as well. He wants to move us to places where we can get fed. And of course, when we're talking about that, we're not talking necessarily material food. Most of us here in the West, we have all that we need, right? Right now, we have a refrigerator full of food. We've probably got leftovers for several days. We even have a pantry with food. That's not the problem. The Lord wants to lead us into those spiritual, abundant places where we can be fed. And that is so important that we listen to the voice of our shepherd. It could be as simple as right now, you listening to this Christian radio station, and there's going to be more teaching. There's going to be more spiritual food coming. But maybe that's where the Lord is leading you today. But it's always a matter of not just hearing the word, but becoming doers of the word. And that's where the Lord wants to keep his flock moving, keep us rotating to different places. It's not that God wants to make us busy, because in fact, the very next line says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. That's rest. That's comfort. That's peace. That's how he wants to lead us. And it's interesting because sheep also have a problem in that area as well. You may not know this, but sheep will not lay down unless they are made to lie down. They'll stand in the hot sun and overheat, collapse from exhaustion. Again, how much like people does that sound? How many of us will just keep going until we burn out from exhaustion? So he leads us. That's the thing that God does. He's our provider. He's our leader. He gives us rest. He gives us peace. He gives us the abundance that we need. And yes, that even includes those times, and I pause short of this one, but verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It's interesting, Philip Keller says in that book, again, a shepherd looks at Psalm 23, he says that that's when the sheep are most at peace, is when their shepherd is with them. Oh, the shepherd may need to go and do some things and leave the sheep there for a little bit, maybe with a sheep dog, but they are the most at peace when they know that their shepherd is with them, when they can see him, when they can look at him, then they feel most at peace. And that's the same for you and I as well, isn't it? I will fear no evil, for you are with me. That's the greatest thing that we could possibly do. And the greatest thing that he wants to lead us into, keeping our eyes fixed on him. That's when we too are the most at peace.